Hi, I'm Ashwin Prabhu. I'm a Microsoft Integration MVP based out of UK. In today's demo, we are going to see different ways to chain logic apps. Before I show you the demo, I'll set the platform. App Service. App Service is a fully managed platform as a service, which allows us to build web, mobile, and integration apps. Logic App is part of the App Service. Logic App enables us to automate the business process on cloud. On cloud, if you want to integrate with multiple SaaS applications, or if you want to integrate with hybrid on-premise applications, and if you want to execute the business process on cloud, Logic App is our options. Logic App, we can automate the business process using connectors and actions. They are nothing but the API services. When defining a composite business service, we divide the composite business services into more modular, manageable, smaller services. The smaller services can be chained together to form a composite business services. Similarly, to form a complex business process on Logic App, for a modularity purpose and for an easier manageability purpose, it's better to divide them into more modular, manageable services, Logic Apps, which we can chain together to form a composite business process in Logic App. There are different ways to chain the Logic Apps. In today's demo, I'm going to show some of them. In the first Logic App chaining way, I'm going to start a Logic App from another Logic App. In this process, a parent Logic App will trigger a Logic App, a child process, and the parent Logic App's subsequent actions will execute without waiting for the response from the child Logic App, similar to the asynchronous way of triggering another process. In the next Logic App's demo, I'm going to trigger a Logic App for my parent Logic App, and the subsequent actions in the parent Logic App is going to wait for the response from the child Logic App before it proceeds. In the third way, I'm going to loosely couple multiple Logic Apps using publish-subscribe mechanism. Let's see this in action. In first part of the demo, I'm going to show, as I said, how to start a Logic App from another Logic App. In this demo, I have an hybrid on the file folder, where I'm going to drop in a file. The file is going to get validated against a predefined schema on cloud. If it is an invalid message will be the posted message will be routed to another hybrid folder. Otherwise, I'm going to construct an error message, and then the constructed error message will be posted to a child Logic App. In this case, an exception handler. So you could have seen similar process in multiple places in various part of your organizations, where you have a common process. The common process will be reused by having them in a separate process. In this case, I have an exception handler, the common process, which could be reused here by my Logic App 1, the message validator, or I could have another Logic App where it could again use the common exception handler process by posting a message, constructing the exception handler message. Let's see this in action. This is my Logic App, the parent Logic App, where I have a file connector, as I said, which is going to receive a message from an hybrid the folder. And then the received file message will be validated against a predefined schema. And if it is invalid, I'll route the message to a file connector. Otherwise, I'll route a message to another Logic App. And this is the way that I do that. Before I explain this process, let me explain the child process and come back here. The child Logic App is this. The child Logic App, I've got two actions. And two actions is nothing but an SMTP connector which sends email based on the message that I'm going to receive. In this case, I'm posting a message with a severity in ID. If the severity ID is greater than 500, it'll send it to one email ID. Otherwise, if the severity ID is less than 500, it will route to one email ID. The one key point to note here in this child process is I've set the manual trigger. I've set the Logic App to trigger manually. That means this Logic App is going to be triggered by some other process. In this case, it's going to be the parent Logic App. The ways to trigger this parent Logic App is by using an HTTP action. In this case, an HTTP post action. In this case, I'm going to post a message. I'll zoom in to see the values here. I have a condition which says if the XML validator, if the validation of the received message fails, then route it to this action. And I have three important parameters here, or values here. One is the URL, which is nothing but the URL of the logic app. The second one is the header. And third one is the message that I've constructed, which I'm posting it to my exception handler logic app. These values, let's see in detail. The first is the URL. The URL, the format of the URL is something like this. This is the format of the URL. As you can see, you have to construct this URL like this. The access endpoint, which you can get for your the child process from the properties, just replace this value with the access endpoint of your child process and pass on the method, which is in this case an action, which tells that I want to execute this logic app. And this is the version number of the logic app that we currently use. And this is the URL, this is the format of the URL. And then I pass on the headers. I am passing two parameters in the headers. One is the content type, which is the type of the value that I'm posting. In this case, it's a JSON. The other is an authorization key. Authorization key is nothing but base, and then value, this value is the base64 decoder of my user, who is the default, and the access primary key, which is a value which again we can get it from the properties of the child logic app. We'll see how to get them now. So if you go to the child process, and if you go to the properties of the child, the settings of the child process and its properties, you can see the access endpoint. The access endpoint which we use to form the URL for the child process, child logic app. And this is the primary key which I'm going to use for creating the base64 decoded version, encoded version. So I copy this value, and the format of doing that is there are many tools to decode this value into a base64 version. The easier option that I'm going to use today is the Bing. If you go to this URL, which allows you to encode or decode any value into base64 here. Default here is one of the parameter. Default is the user where we are going to validate. User for the logic app, and this is your access primary key, which we have received from the settings or properties of the child process. If you just click encode, which will give us the base64 encoded version, which is for me is this version, I'm going to pass this as the header. And then I'm passing the content, which is just a JSON message, which I'm constructing an error message and then posting it to my child logic app process. I'll go back to the parent logic app and then show it again so that you can correlate to what I've explained and what I've defined here. As you can see, the URL, headers, and the body. So when I post a message, the message will be handled by this logic app because this is the URL to which we have posted it. And then a message will be emailed based on the severity ID which I have posted. Let's see this in action. I have an XML file. Which is an invalid XML file, which simply looks like this. The predefined schema is employee, but here I have a root node as employees. I'm just going to drop this file into an inparent folder. After a minute, for which I have configured the file connected to pool, it will receive the message, and the message will route the message, and this will route the message to the XML validator. Since I have posted an invalid message, this will be handled by this HTTP action, which in turn would send the message to this logic app, which will route the message based on the actions of my the SMTP connectors. So let's see, go back and see my email. Yeah. There you go. I've received another message today, just now, which will say the content of the email like this. The content of the email is nothing but I've received from the XML validator message. Oh, sorry, that was my previous demo. This is the actual message that I've received now, just 0 minutes ago. This is the content. As you can see, the message that I've posted, the error message that I've got from my XML validator, I've posted it to my child process, which in turn send an email to me. So in this case, the parent logic app, I could have another action next to my HTTP action. So in this case, my HTTP action, after finishing posting the message, it will simply move on to my the next action. Whereas in this case, since I have nothing to return, it simply finishes. By this way, this is how we implement a start process, where I simply started a logic app without waiting for the response from the child, and then the parent logic app finished this execution. Let's see the other demo, where I'm going to show you the nested logic app. In the nested logic app, I'm going to receive a message from a file folder again, and then I'm going to post the message to another logic app where I'm going to validate the message. It's an age validator logic app where I'm going to validate age of the employee. If it is greater than 18, I'll return the value major, and otherwise I'll return the value minor in the employee message. This returned value will be handled by received by the parent logic app, and then the output, you can see it in one of the file connectors which I have configured in the parent logic app. Let's see this in action. This is the parent logic app that I've used in this case. Here, I have an XML file. I have a file connector which receives the file from this folder, and then it will be validated. And then I post a message to my age validator logic app. The age validator logic app is nothing but this, which receives a message. And I use XML XPath extract to extract the age value, and then return a response. The return response from this child process will be handled by my parent logic app. If you see the file connectors, the final file connectors content, it says the output from the body. Here the output from the body is nothing but the output of this post action, which is actually the response from my child process. Let's see this in action. I have an XML file. The XML file is a valid employee file. This is the valid XML file, which is nothing but this file where I am posting an employee message whose age value is 9. Let's drop this file into the folder where my message is polling for. When you drop in the file, it will be picked again after a minute for which I've kind of configured the polling to. I'll be receiving the response back. While that's happening, let me explain the process here. As you can see the difference here, in the child process of this logic app, I have HTTP listener instead of manual trigger. That's the key difference. In the first logic app demo what I've showed, the child process made us manual trigger. By this way, when I triggered a URL, I'm actually triggered the URL of the logic app. Whereas in the second demo, In the parent logic app, I'm actually triggering the URL of the HTTP listener API app. The advantage of doing this is, since I'm triggering an HTTP listener, I have more control over the responses the listener can return back. So in this case, the listener has received the request, has done something, returned a response, and then I've returned the response back to the triggerer. In this case, it's the triggerer, which is in turn is handled to the file connector. Whereas in the first demo, since I've triggered the logic app URL, I don't have an option to trigger. I don't have an option to give the response back. So what does this provide is, it does provide you the option of synchronously and asynchronously chaining the logic apps. You have the options now. So you can, if you want a logic app to be triggered asynchronously, trigger an HTTP post and make configuration so that it triggers the URL of the logic app. If you want to handle the response in your parent logic app, then your option is to trigger the HTTP listener or API app rather than the logic app URL. So in this way, you have more control over the response that returned back to the parent logic app. Let's see the folder. The output folder. This is the output folder that I've received. It received a message saying, "Hey, I've received a message, and I've intercepted the age of the employee from the received message. And since it is 9, I've returned the value minor." So in this case, the response is returned from the child process is handled in the file connector of the parent logic app. Let's see the final demo where I'm going to loosely couple the logic apps. I'm loosely coupling the logic app using the publish subscribe mechanism. So I have an HTTP listener. I'm going to post a message. I achieve this by using a service-based topics where I've defined a subscription. And once a message is posted to the service-based topic, which acts as an intermediate layer, and anyone who subscribes to that particular subscription, any logic app, will receive that message and then will do its process. In this case, I'll receive a message from the service-based topic and then drop it into a folder. For the parent logic app, I'll simply finish the logic app by giving this same message that I've posted. By this way, you could have n number of subscriptions. This is similar to the way that we are familiar in BizTalk server, where we post a message to the message box, and the subscriber who pick the message from based on the subscriptions. The subscriptions could be an orchestration or it could be a send port. Similar way in this case, we could post a message to an intermediate layer, a message box-like layer. In this case of to simulate the way that what message box used to do for the subscription, I've used service-based topics. The service-based topics subscription can be received by n number of subscriptions. Let's see this in action. This is my parent logic app where I'm using an HTTP listener, which will receive a message and then post a message to a predefined service bus connector topics. I've already created a service bus topics with a subscription on. The only problem here as of now is you can only create the service bus topics and the subscription in the old portal, manage.windowsazure.com, not in the new one or portal.azure.com. Once it's been created, you can give the subscription configuration while provisioning the service bus connector connector configurations. So in this case, once a message has been posted, it will go to the service bus connector, and this is my child process, one of the subscribers, but I'm going to receive the message which matches to my subscription. I'm going to route it to a folder here. This is the folder name that I'm going to route. This is the folder that I'm going to root. So you could have another subscription and another logic app using similar logic app connector which matches the subscription, and you could have different process for after receiving the message. Let's see this in action. I'm going to use, since it's an HTTP listener, I'm going to use the postman to post a message. This is the message that I'm going to post now. Let's see this in action. I'll post a message. After a while, you should get the HTTP 200 status OK. Let's post this message. This message has been posted. I've got the response back, which in turn posted the message to the service-based topics. And based on the subscription, I have a child process which receives the message. I've done a few demos here and this is the latest one. And I've received the same message. This message is routed to this folder by the child process, the subscribed logic apps. As you can see here, I posted a message using the HTTP listener. This is received by this connector and to the postman. I've just received the response from this HTTP listener. Whereas to the folder, since I have the subscription matched here, this service bus connector returned the message to the my file connector, which in turn outputted the file to this folder. So this way you can loosely couple multiple logic apps together. As you have seen, we have different ways in which we have posted the message and we have chained the logic apps together. So before I finish the demo, let's see the wrap up. In today's session, we have seen three ways of chaining the logic app. The one is start process, where I synchronously triggered a child process. The parent logic app just proceed without waiting for the response from the child process. Whereas in the second demo, I had a synchronous-like process where the parent logic app triggered child logic app returned the response back, which was handled in the parent logic app. And in the third demo, I've used publish subscribe to implement loosely coupled way of chaining the logic app. Hope the demo was useful. Cheers. Thanks for viewing.